The teams will be coming from Australia, Belgium, Canada, Germany, Italy, Taiwan, the United States. And, you know, in terms of the list of teams, these are many of the top ranked teams in the world. We have the specialized Lululemon team out of Germany. They have a mixture of German, American riders. They are number two in the world right now and really kind of taking things by storm, all the way to the Exergy 2012 team based right here out of Boise with Kristen Armstrong, the current Olympic gold medalist in the individual time trial, leading their squad. So we run the gamut with the teams that are coming here to the Exergy Tour.
What's the draw? Why are they coming here?
They're coming here for a few reasons. The race is the only UCI 2.1 designated race in North America for women this year. Really, what that means is the international governing body of cycling has given this race the designation of 2.1, which is on par with all of the big European stage races that these ladies take part in. And that provides them the opportunity to earn the international ranking points necessary to potentially qualify for their Olympic teams in London this summer. It's the last race on the calendar for them to do so. The deadline is May 30th for those points to be calculated, and our race wraps up on the 28th of May.
So there's at least a chance, it sounds like, that people who turn out to watch the Exergy Tour could turn on the TV later this year and watch the same racers in the Olympics.
They absolutely will be. There's a number of the girls that have already been named to their respective Olympic teams for 2012. And this will be a real critical race for those national team coaches, you know, to be watching their athletes and determining who's going to be on that final list and on the starting line in London.
Of the five stages that will make up this race, Heather, what do you think will be the most challenging?
Oh, no question. The most challenging will be stage three, which is our point-to-point race from Crouch to Idaho City. It's an intense day of climbing with those two summits. It's approximately 60 miles. It's a day that could definitely, in the terms of cycling, it could blow the race apart a bit. There's cyclists that have their different specialties in terms of sprinting, climbing, et cetera. And this will be a day for the climbers, most definitely.
The trajectory of men's cycling and women's cycling has been pretty different over the last decade or so. And you could argue that maybe nobody has more to do with that than Lance Armstrong. But why has women's cycling had more difficulty in gaining traction in the national mainstream than men's cycling?
Well, I think there's probably a few reasons to speak to that. One is media. The media does not or has not given the opportunity for ladies professional cycling to be viewed on the same level as it has with men's cycling. When you don't have that media coverage, corporate sponsorship becomes a lot tougher. And so the budgets behind the ladies teams to compete at the level that the men's teams do, to travel to the extent that the men's teams do, is a big challenge. I think it's really, a place to thank a company like Exergy Development Group that is really trying to raise that level to set an example of what a world-class women's cycling race can do, how exciting it can be, visually, viscerally. It's a very exciting sport. And, the women, they do so much more than race their bikes as well. These oftentimes are mothers, they're professionals, they hold down careers, they have multiple college degrees, and yet they're out there, really racing at the same level that the men do.